Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Johnson for the double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Nagealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 1 in the game. Criscola hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagealing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-2 in the game. Criscola hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Criscola. The throw from Swift and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field. Criscola picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Criscola. Swift moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens has Swift trapped. There's the throw to Farrell and over to Clift, who tags Swift for the out. Blair moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nick Ealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ealing is 0-for-2 in the game. Nick Ealing bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Criscola hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Criscola moves to second. One out. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagealing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. Judnick strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Judnick out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Criscola hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Johnny Nick Ealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ealing is 0-for-3 in the game. Nick Ealing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-5 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-5 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caster Vallow moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Blair is walked intentionally. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-5 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fowler strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. with 3 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 6 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 6 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Criscola hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Bob Swift. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.